This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
I was shooketh because we've been talking a lot about AI and we've talked about ChatGPT and how it's writing stuff for people. I had no idea that AI had already invaded social media and that there are AI influencers.
What?
Yes, there is a person in quotations on TikTok, Mila Sophia. She's an influencer, has 100,000 followers on TikTok, and she's not real. She's AI.
She's a person that's not a person?
She is a person that is not a person. So I found this on Yahoo's In the Know, and she claims to be from Finland, and she'll post bikini pictures from trips to Greece and Bora Bora, but she is a virtual influencer and fashion model generated by artificial intelligence.
It looks pretty damn real, though.
It looks so real. So on her website, it's like, join me on this exhilarating journey as we delve into the captivating fusion of cutting-edge technology and timeless elegance.
Okay, yeah, no 19-year-old girl is...
No.
I should have gave it away.
I told you it was fake right there.
Right. Now, they're not trying to hide this, right? Like, they're open about this. Whoever runs the account, and we don't know who it is, isn't trying to hide the fact that she's an AI creation. In fact, when you're on the when you're on her looking at her photos, the captions remind viewers that these are synthetic images. And then also there are some viewers who can spot the telltale of AI generated photos, and apparently that's messed up fingers. So often when AI, you get an AI generated photo, the fingers are messed up, and that happens sometimes. But
it's crazy now,
100,000, and it's not clear again who's running the account, and it's also not clear if some of her 100,000 followers even fully understand that she's not a real person.
It does look real.
It, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what really blows is we've had this conversation about filters messing with women and even boys, like how they look at themselves, because you can always put a filter in and smooth your skin, or influencers won't disclose that they're using filters sometimes, even when they're selling makeup or what have you. And now we have to deal with a fake person who literally is Photoshop incarnate, and half the people aren't going to realize she's a digital image completely made up. And so they're going to see this and be like, I don't look like her because she's not real.
No, this makes me so sad for like 14-year-old girls who are maybe just getting on social media for the first time, because you already feel like you have to live up to the cool influencers of the world who, you know, are traveling and doing all these cool things and look beautiful. And yeah, they're real. But now you have this girl who is basically pushing the beauty standard, and you can't even live up to her because she's not real.
This isn't even new. So when Hayden and I took that trip to Japan for his high school graduation a couple of weeks ago, he was telling me when we were in Japan, there was an anime character, and I was seeing her all over the place, and I didn't know who she was. So I asked him, and he's like, oh, yeah, that's Miku. People like will spend 15, 20, 30 bucks to see her in concert, and she fills up arenas, 30,000-seat arenas, and she's a hologram. So kids are spending their money to go to this concert and just see her in concert, but she's a hologram, and she's been doing this for 14 years.
So is she a hologram of like a person who was real at one point, or just completely fabricated?
Completely fabricated. Because when he told me about this, I looked it up in Rolling Stone, and this is what they said, all right? By almost any measure, Miku is a worldwide pop music megastar. Over her 14-year career, the Japanese diva has uploaded 170,000 YouTube music videos for 1.55 million subscribers, amassed more than 2.3 million followers on Facebook, released a staggering 100,000 songs. She's collaborated with Pharrell Williams and opened for Lady Gaga. She is a hologram.
What?
Yes.
So I want to know who's behind it and like who's making all that money.
So it's a company, and they're really it's kind of a little more complicated than that. And the way that they've promoted her is a little bit more complicated than that. But at the end of the day, she's still a hologram.
But for me, like that is an like you know that's an anime character, right? Like you're buying into it. For me, it's like almost like taking your kids to see Bluey. You know, and I love watching Bluey dance on stage. It's fantastic. Like, it's the same kind of mentality. Like, oh, your characters from your shows are now on stage. That's awesome. But as an influencer, it feels icky to me. Like an AI influencer, influencers sell you things, mm-hmm. and there's someone you're aspiring to be, and it feels insidious almost. Like, it feels like a bait and switch.
It's like, how can you be an influencer when you physically can't try or go to any of these places?
you haven't tried the product that you're influencing.
She can't tell you about Greece.
Right.
She's never set foot there.
Right.
How she's not real. The more that I'm looking at her social media, the more I don't think that 14-year-old girls are her target audience. No. I'm looking at a photo that says, the work is hard, so I'm taking off my clothes.
Right. That's pretty much
she has a construction hat on?
Yep.
That's pretty much it right there.
The Burt Show.